Good morning. It is 10:30, and I call this meeting of the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee to order. Angela, will you please take roll call?
Chair Downs.
Here.
Vice Chair Boylan. Regent Ariscotta.
Here.
Regent Brooks.
He's here.
Here.
Regent Goodman.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. For those who are going to go to public comment, item number one, for those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter the meeting ID 999-9889-3151 and passcode 666-666. Is there any public comment here at DRI?
Kent Irvin, Nevada Faculty Alliance, good morning. Just quickly, I'd like to say that I appreciate the extra detail that is included in the cover letter on the exceptions report and the budget transfer report. I think it's important that we review that. When there's one institution that in a quarter has tens of millions of dollars of transfer, of course, that's something that we need to be monitoring and understand what's going on there. And then in the more global sense, as I've said before, when the reports that come to the regions have a threshold, like the 250,000 threshold per account for self-supporting budgets, or the 500,000 threshold for budget transfers, that means a lot can be going on under that threshold level with multiple transfers or multiple accounts, and I think it would be useful for the regions to ask for the higher level aggregate totals. You maybe don't want to see details beyond that, but at least to know at the global level where, for example, for the budget transfer report, there's lots of transfers from one functional area to another functional area, but it's hard to decipher what the net effects are unless you have those aggregate reports. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment here at DRI? Seeing none, SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
There are no callers for public comment at this time.
Thank you. Move on to agenda item number two, consent items. I'd like to pull items 2B and 2C from the consent agenda, and I'll discuss those separately. So is there any discussion or any motion to accept item 2A? Minutes?
Regent Brooks, for the record, I'll make a motion to accept consent items A.
Thank you. Is there a second to the motion?
Second. Regent Goodman.
Thank you. We have a first and second, so... all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. So on items 2B and 2C, 2B is regarding the self-supporting summer budgets. And I do have a statement to read for that one. Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I am an employee of Western Nevada College and have taught summer classes. Because the independence of my judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by my situation, I will vote on this matter. So is there a motion to accept 2B?
Regent Brooks, for the record, I'll make a motion to accept 2B.
Thank you.
Regent Goodman, motion seconded.
And we have a first by Regent Brooks, second by Regent Goodman. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Moving on to 2C, self-supporting summer session calendar year budgets. Once again, I'll read my statement. Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I'm an employee of WNC and will be teaching summer classes this summer. Because the independence of judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by my situation, I will vote on this matter. So is there a motion to accept item 2C?
Regent Brooks, for the record, I'll make a motion to approve item 2C.
A second, Regent Goodman.
Thank you. First by Regent Brooks, second by Regent Goodman. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Moving on to item three, a second quarter fiscal year 2023-2024 fiscal exceptions, self-supporting budgets with CFO Chris Vitton. Am I saying it correctly? Vitton?
Vitton, yes. Thanks. Thanks, Chair Downs, committee members, Chris Vitton, Chief, Associate Vice Chancellor, the Budget and Finance and Chief Financial Officer for the system. Item number three is the second quarter fiscal year 24 fiscal exceptions report. This report is intended to provide a listing of programs and accounts that have deficit balances at the end of each of the fiscal year quarters. For this second quarter, the report's been modified to address one of the policy changes that was implemented in September in response to the LCB audit findings. And that change in this report adds to the reporting requirement capital project accounts that weren't previously included in the self-supporting exceptions report. So I've organized the report into some sections to try to help with some groupings that make sense in terms of the context of the different accounts that are being reported for you to help with your review. And those sections are four. The first section being program accounts that have ended the quarter in a deficit, and you'll find those listed on pages 3 through 5 of the new report. Section two is capital projects. Those accounts are listed on page 6. Page 7 is a section of strategic project funding accounts, which were included in the report you received in December, and those are the same two accounts that were in that section then. And then section 4 is a section I referred to as timing differences. Those are accounts that did end the quarter with a deficit but were resolved through adjustments, typically timing related, just the timing of receipts that clear the deficit or timing of expenses that cause the deficit that is resolved then and shortly after the close of the quarter. So those are the groupings that I organized for the report to try to make the review a little clearer. Summarizing in section one, there are some accounts there that I think you've generally seen in prior reports as well, with CSN's dental faculty practice,
doing it a little differently.
UNLV athletics, and then a couple related to the UNR Sierra Nevada transition that are listed in that section. I don't know if I could pause, I think, for each section or go through the whole report and see if there's questions, if there's a preference.
I just go through the report and okay. People can call in if there are questions.
Sure. Thanks. Section two, capital projects. There's two reported project deficits from UNLV that were related to the timing of a property sale transaction that was anticipated and funding anticipated from the property transaction was allocated to projects that have commenced with the property sale having not closed. And the football facility project, which is in a program account but was related to a project, it was reorganized also for transparency to have it included in the accounts under the football program that has a carry forward deficit there. The strategic project funding accounts for UNR and UNLV are included in your report again for transparency. Those accounts are functioning as anticipated. The deficits are consistent with the prior report and the activities the same. And last few pages of the report being the timing differences, I can go through any of those if you'd like, but I'll pause there if there's any questions.
Are there any questions from the committee members regarding this report? Okay. Is this for information only, or is this
it's information?
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item number 4, also information only, second quarter fiscal year 2023-2024 budget transfers, state support or self-supporting operating budgets.
Thanks, Chair Brooks. Chris Vitton, CFO for the system. Item four is the second quarter fiscal year 2024 budget transfers. As noted in public comment, these are transfers that exceed $500,000 in a calendar quarter. There are several transfers on the report, and as noted in the December report that you received for the first quarter, we are reporting in this report transfer activity that had not historically been reported, but that again we introduced to the report in response to the LCB recommendations to include all activity, and rather than filtering those that we that were a routine nature, the type that several of these you're seeing. So there's some program-related transfers listed, and there are transfers related to budget maintenance associated with the management of vacancy activity and fringe savings relating from that. We do have the CFO for UNR, Andrew Klinger, available for his questions related to those transfers. But we've included the additional transfer activity just for purposes of transparency, and that's why there's significantly more reported transfers than typical.
There are any questions from the board or the committee? No.
Question from Reno.
Yes, Regent Arascata.
Thank you. Mr. Klinger, you were identified that you're down there. If you can expand a little bit more on the transfer to modified Lake Tahoe campus, I think it helps a little bit with some more clarity of that magnificent acquisition.
Chair Downs, members of the committee, Regent Arascata for the record, Andrew Klinger, Vice President of Administration and Finance from the University of Nevada. So this report before you this morning really flags when you move money and you change the function from where you're moving the money from and moving the money to. So this is really the transaction related to the Lake Tahoe campus. That transition account is really just us putting money in there to fund that transition account. So we're moving it from an account that we call institutional support to put it into that transition account, and it gets flagged because of the change in the function.
Thank you for that clarity. And actually, on the next bullet, the transfers to implement. One, there it is. The implement the budget reductions due to student fee shortfalls. I know that there's going to be some more going into this in the upcoming meetings, but if you can touch upon that also, that 12% COLA.
Sure, Chair Downs. For the record, Andrew Klinger to Regent Arascata. So there are several transactions on this report related to budget reductions. So the first is initially when we planned the FY24 budget, we put 10% placeholder budget reductions into each account. And so one of the transactions you see on here is removing that 10% because we ultimately landed on 5%. So there was some transactions there related to that. Also, because we are holding over 100 positions vacant, part of what you see on here are labeled as vacancy sweeps. So as positions become vacant in the various departments, what we do is we actually move those savings into a central account to help control those funds because we're using those to try and help balance the budget. Same thing with the fringe rate adjustments that you're seeing there. We're sweeping up those savings into central accounts as we try and balance our budgets for fiscal year 24.
Thank you, CFO Klinger.
Any other questions from the committee? No? Okay. Thank you, both CFO Klinger and CFO Vitone. Okay, so we'll move on to item number five. Inshi Real Property Inventory Report, calendar year 2023. Is this yours again?
It is.
Okay.
Chris Vitone, CFO for the system. Item five is a calendar year real property inventory report that you're receiving as part of your charge for the Business and Finance and Facilities Committee. This report lists all property owned or leased by the system and its campuses. The report includes both system-held assets and assets held at the foundations of the campuses. Separate from this report, you do receive an annual report of transactions authorized by the presidents that are not otherwise brought to the board. But this report is all property owned at any, held at any point at the end of the calendar year. And you'll see in each section by campus, there's a listing at the beginning of each section of transactions that occurred throughout the year, just to help with identifying those changes. I wanted to offer one note, an intention to update this report for the next cycle. I know that as we've brought items, there's been often questions about the use of proceeds when properties sold. So we intend to incorporate that information into this report annually also, so that you'll have an annual inventory with a record for those transactions in one place, because I know that as those questions have been raised in the past, we've discussed having to go back to each agenda item to have access to that information. So we'll incorporate that in the inventory in the future. It was not did not have the opportunity to do that for this cycle. I'll just pause there. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number six. So call it 2014A certifications of participation refunding resolution.
Thank you, Chair. Chris Vitone, CFO for the system. Item number six is a request for your approval of a resolution allowing ENCHI on behalf of UNR to issue up to $24,265,000 in fixed rate refunding certificates of participation. And authorization for ENCHI on behalf of Trucking Benos to authorize the defeasance and repayment of $3,045,000 of the 2014A certificates of participation. Your debt management guidelines generally require a minimum savings of 3% or more of a funded par value for refinancing to be considered. Based on the market rates at the time of the materials being prepared, the proposed refinancing is estimated to generate present value savings of approximately $824,000, which it was 5.9% of the refunded par value. We do have an updated estimate from just this morning that the anticipated savings based on today's environment is actually a little bit higher than that at $937,000. With that, I'll pause there. I know we have John Peterson, who is from the systems financial advisor, online as well, if there's any questions. Thanks.
Any questions from the committee? Okay. Would you like to have Mr. Peterson speak, or just if there are questions?
I'm happy to, John Peterson with J&A Consulting for the record. I'm happy to answer any questions, but it would echo what Mr. Patone said about estimated savings. We anticipate that when this ultimately is sold, that we'll lock in those savings. We will not extend the repayment period, and we will expect savings in every fiscal year. The other update that I would just bring to the committee's attention is regarding the prepayment for Truckee Meadows portion of that 2014 loan. It has increased slightly to about $3.09 million, and that really just has to do with some requirements in the federal tax code and how we set up that prepayment. So that's the cause. It's not a significant increase, but it did increase, so I wanted the committee to be aware of that. But again, I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Any questions in from the committee?
Okay. May I make an observation?
Yes. Special Counsel Wixom.
Michael Wixom, for the record, I just wanted to make a historical observation. One of the reasons that you benefit from operating as a system is the fact that you can create these sorts of joint financing arrangements. If UNR and TMC were not connected in this way, in this financing, the financing cost for TMCC would be much higher. And so by structuring it in this way, you save substantial amounts that you wouldn't be able to save if the system were segregated in that sense. And I just wanted to make that observation because it becomes a critical point as you consider why we function as a system and the advantages of being a system. And I just wanted to point out that this particular financing arrangement illustrates the benefits of being part of a system and the overall reduction in costs, especially for the smaller institutions.
Thank you. I appreciate that insight. That's good knowledge to have. Seeing this as an action item, is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve, Regent Goodman.
We have Regent Goodman approving, making a motion to approve. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
We have Regent Arcanian seconding the motion. Any discussion? I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I'll vote aye as well. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 7, 2014A University Revenue Bond Refunding Resolution. CFO Vitone.
Thank you. Chris Vitone, CFO for the system. Item 7 is a request for your approval of a resolution allowing us to, on behalf of UNR, to issue up to $35,245,000 fixed rate revenue refunding bonds to refinance the existing 2014A bonds for interest savings under the same debt guidelines, requiring a present value minimum savings of 3% of refunded par. This refunding is estimated to yield present value savings of about $3.6 million at the time the agenda materials were put together, or savings of 10.3% of refunded par. That updated savings estimate this morning is $3.8 million. And similar to the prior item, these bonds would be refunded and so that the debt service paid by NSHU is reduced reduced or unchanged in each year and does not extend the term of the debt.
Thank you, CFO Vitone. That's nice to see savings. That's great. Any questions or comments from the committee? No? Seeing none? Oh, is there a motion? Or did you
move to approve, okay. Regent Goodman.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve by Regent Goodman. Is there a second?
Regent Brooks, for the record, I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Regent Goodman, a second by, I think you guys both came in at about the same time, if you count for the time delay. So a second by Erskine, is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion? I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye as well. Any, it looks like it was unanimous, so no nays. And the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 8. I do have a statement to read here, and this time it's not because I am an employee at WNC. Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I am the parent of a future student in the UNR College of Agriculture who has applied for scholarships, some that might originate from the College of Agriculture. The proceeds from the sale of this property are intended to be, I hate to take the thunder away, sorry, to be used for scholarships for the students in the College of Agriculture, and because the independence of judgment of a reasonable person would or may be materially affected by my situation, I will abstain on this matter. But we have a quorum, so we can still proceed. So, President Sandoval, would you like to go ahead and take the floor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Brian Sandoval, president of the University of Nevada. And if I may, Mr. Chair, on your prior two agenda items, I wanted to thank Mr. Peterson, because over time that's going to save the campus over $6 million. So that's a significant savings. So we're very grateful for that. And he's the individual who deserves the credit for bringing that to our attention and making that happen. In any event, and Mr. Rixom, I hope I'm in conformance with the open meeting law, but I just wanted to chat about that. Yeah. In any event, Mr. Chair, again, thank you for the opportunity to speak on this agenda item. This is a 3.4-acre parcel of vacant land located on Wedekind Road in Sparks, Nevada, which happens to be my hometown, which was gifted by the university, or to the university, by the Mary Gray Estate in 2003, with the intent that that any proceeds be used to establish an endowment for scholarships, as the chair just referenced. This is now a priority need for the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources, If you recall, the property was approved for sale by this board in March of 2022, and due to the length of time required for the purchaser to obtain development approvals, the previous contract has expired, hence the need to bring this back to the agenda. And I'm sure, as you noticed in the materials that are in front of you, the purchase price is actually over the appraisal in this matter. So we're very excited about this for the benefit of our students, and we respectfully request your positive approval of this agenda item. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee?
Statement, not a question.
Please, Regent Arascotta, go ahead.
Yesterday I drove by that property, and the uniquity of the property and the shape of the property, I have an opportunity to sell this property in order to, above the appraisal price, is huge benefit, not just for the University of Nevada, Reno, but also for the city of Reno. And I'm in full support of this transaction.
Thank you, Regent Arascotta. Regent Goodman?
Thank you. I am also in support, and I wanted to voice my thanks to the Mary Gray Estate for giving us the land.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Is there a motion to approve this this
motion
item?
To approve.
We have a motion from Regent Arascotta. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second from Regent Tarkanian. Any discussion? As stated before, I will abstain. So all in favor of this item?
Aye.
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 We have four ayes. Any nay votes? Any opposed? Okay. The motion carries. Thank you. Move on to item number 9, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Health Resources and Services Administration Grant Notice of a Federal Intent, or excuse me, Interest, Opinion Hall of Allen Campus. I do want to read a statement myself again. Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I am an employee of WNC. The independence of judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by my situation, so I will vote on this matter. So, President Dalby.
Hi, good morning. Kyle Dalby, Western Nevada College. Thank you for the opportunity to speak here today. There is a story to be told here, but I won't go down the whole road. We have three buildings at the Fallon campus. One is called Pinion Hall. We are looking to use that building to relocate our nursing program that was displaced from the county facilities during the pandemic. To do that, we have put in for a federal appropriation of $2.3 million to help renovate that building. We were awarded that grant. Part of the pieces behind that requires us, under the granting authority of the HRSA, the Health and Human Resources Services Administration, to gather a notice of federal interest, which puts a lien on that property for the duration of 10 years, which is the time that they have amortized the improvements. And so that is one piece of the agenda item today, is to approve that me, along with the chancellor and the system office, can sign the notice of federal interest. The second piece that we found out, snuck up on us a little bit, is that the lease for that property, because that building, all of the buildings at the Fallon campus are on Churchill County property. The 50-year lease only has 6 years left on it, and they're requiring a 10-year lien. And so there is a provision in this agenda item to extend that lease 10 years, which will get us to, it's actually 9 years and change, or however it gets us through the 10 years, at which point during the time we will cover ourselves on the notice of federal interest, cover ourselves on the grant, and we will begin to enter into the county with a negotiation for a longer-term grant of possibly another 50-year lease. But to do that in a short period of time was not appropriate. I will note that the Churchill County Commission on February 21st approved both elements. They as well have to sign off on the notice of federal interest, and they have to approve the lease agreement, and that paperwork has already hit my inbox, and so we're in pretty good shape. So I would like to thank everyone who's helped on this. Mr. Wixom, thank you in particular. I know you've had plenty of meetings on that, my CFO, the rest of the staff at NSHE and WNC, because getting this done kind of a little bit faster than we normally had expected took place the first since January 1st, so we've been working on this. So so in order to accept the $2.3 million, we seek approval for the two pieces in this element, the lease extension and the signing of the notice of federal interest. With that, Chair Downs, I will take any questions.
Sure. Special Counsel Wixom.
Thank you, Chair Downs. If I may, Michael Wixom for the record. I just wanted to notify the committee that this is the third notice of federal interest that will have gone of, if this is approved, that will go of record against Enchi property. We have worked extensively with the federal government and the federal officers involved to try to get some clarification on how we release the notice of federal interest. We aren't entirely comfortable with the release process. We have received repeated assurances from the federal agencies that they'll work with us to clarify the release processes so that down the road the notice of federal interest can be released from Enchi property. I just mention that because I think it's important that we keep on the record and that we keep track of these so that we don't lose track of the fact that we need to get this clarified. We've issued letters, and we will issue letters to the federal agencies issuing the grants, that we're anxious that these be resolved so that we can get the notices of federal interest released from Enchi property. But we do need to keep this on the committee's radar going forward on a long-term basis so that we can make sure that they are in fact released and so that it isn't an issue that's missed in the future. I will say that the option is to refuse the money, and that really wasn't a very reasonable option. So Enchi chose to elect the money, to receive the money with the assurances from the federal government and Enchi that will work forward in the future for a release of the respective notices of federal interest. That's all I wanted to say. I just don't want that point missed for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Special Counsel Wixom. Are there any questions or comments from the members of the committee? Yes, Regent Goodman.
Hi. President Dalby, is there any risk of the Churchill County Commission not approving the future 50-year lease? I know that typically the county works with the institutions, but has there been any history there that would indicate that maybe there is going to be a problem moving forward?
So thank you, Regent Goodman, for the question. The last lease was authored in 1980. It's a $1-a-year lease, and I believe going into it, I've talked with the commission, I've talked with the county manager. Their interests are to negotiate a longer-term lease and to work on what that property looks like, as are my interests, because there are some improvements that I think we can request of the county in that leasing process, and I think there's some pieces they may request of us, and so that's a longer discussion, and I feel like we're in a good place to have it now that we came together very quickly on extending this lease today for the best interest of that community, and they see the value there. They are also, just to note, we own three of the buildings on their property. The city has the fourth building, so the city is also a player in this. So there's actually three entities involved with Churchill County, or two entities involved with Churchill County. We're one of the two, and they're interested in keeping that the same.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Seeing this as an action item, is there a motion to approve?
Regent Brooks, for the record, I make a motion to approve the notice of federal interest at with WNC.
It needs to be broader than that.
Yeah. As Regent Brooks, again, just to broaden the motion, I will say that I make a motion to approve agenda item number 9 as it is written in its entirety. For the notice of federal interest.
Thank you. We have
second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Motion from Regent Brooks and second from Regent Arascana. Thank you. Any discussion? I call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That brings us to new business. Any new business items? No? Seeing none, we'll go on to public comment. Is there any public comment here at DRI? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the phone, SES?
There are no callers for public comment at this time.
And earlier, I think I was supposed to ask, is there any public comment on Zoom, but I don't think that's a thing right now. So, okay. Seeing as we've finished our business, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.